Today on the Magic with Gadgets podcast, we are sharing with you how to cook a homemade curry in the air fryer. We'll be demonstrating with our favourite vegan curry, but you can do the same thing with a chicken curry or a beef curry or any other favourite of yours. Before I head into the Milner kitchen and show you just how easy it is to cook a curry in the air fryer, I'm sure you want to know, why am I doing a curry in the air fryer? I mean, it's not exactly the norm, is it? I mean, we use air fryer to cook chips in, don't we? Or a chicken breast, or get excited over a roast chicken. But why am I talking about curry? Well, to make a curry in the air fryer, you can roast the ingredients, the dry ingredients you would use, add your sauce, finish it off in the air fryer, and you've got a curry. So we actually have two curries coming in our new air fryer cookbook, Air Fryer Easy Every Day. We have a chicken one, and we have a vegan come vegetarian one as well. So the one I want to show you today is the vegan one. So it's made with sweet potatoes and chickpeas, spinach, coconut milk, tikka masala paste, and it's just so easy and so yummy, and you can batch cook it so that you've got leftovers for later. So let's make a really easy curry using the air fryer. I don't mind really whether I do a chicken curry or if I do a vegetable one, but what I really love is that when I do the vegan curry, I always have everything in. So I don't need to go shopping and think, right, I need some chicken for this, I need some chicken for that. Instead, everything is a pantry staple in this recipe, apart from some sweet potato. So I always have in all the ingredients for it. And then you can do two medium sweet potatoes, or you can do one large one, or you could do one and a half, depending on how much you love your sweet potatoes. The one I've got's huge. And then, of course, those peelings. If you've also got an Instant Pot or an electric pressure cooker, then you can reserve them and then use them for some veggie stock. Or alternatively, if you've not tried them yet, head over to recipethis.com and search for potato peel. And then you can see how to use the peelings to make some delicious chips with. Or they're kind of like skinny fries, but they taste absolutely delicious just using your peelings. So I've peeled my sweet potato now. I like to get my sweet potato on early because it's the biggest part of the job. So then 1 centimetre cubes is a nice size for your sweet potato. Depends on how you like it. And then I've got a favourite mixing bowl. We all have favourites, right? So I've got that out ready. It's really good because it's a plastic one. And it looks like a jug, but it's a mixing bowl as well. So that means I can pour the ingredients into the air fryer without them going everywhere, which is great. And it's really deep as well, so I can do a big batch of food with it. So then I'm just getting all these sweet potatoes in there. And then just do that until you've done them all. And then I've got a little bit more sweet potato here because I've aimed for, considering the size of my sweet potatoes, for like one and a half of them. So this was one I'd peeled earlier that I still had in the fridge that needed using up. So this can go in as well. And then once you've got your sweet potato in your bowl, salt, pepper, and then you can season it however you like. I like some mild curry powder. I like a bit of turmeric. Some garam masala. And then I usually see what else I've got in. So I'm just looking in my kitchen cupboard now. And then I've also got some coriander leaf as well. And then some extra virgin olive oil, about a tablespoon. Remember, you can mix and match with whatever seasonings you've got in. Just use my recipe as a guide. And then give them a good old mix. And then, I'm just going to give my hands a quick wash. And now I've washed my hands. Air fryer basket open. Pour in your sweet potatoes. Shake your basket so that they're spread out. And then turn on your air fryer, and you're looking for 180 Celsius, 360 Fahrenheit, and a cook time of 20 minutes. And then press start. And then in the meantime, I recommend you get a bit more of your prep done. So I'm just going to grab a can of chickpeas and drain it. Give it a good drain, because otherwise your curry will end up too watery. And then once you've done that, I also like to get the spinach ready. So find yourself a dish, and then I normally use frozen spinach from the freezer. I have got fresh in the fridge, but it's just not as good as how it is with the frozen. So grab yourself some frozen spinach, and then into the microwave, full power, 3 minutes, and it'll give the spinach a good blast. And we've beeped. So now the sweet potatoes have done their cook time, and give the air fryer basket a shake. And then what I recommend is adding in your drained chickpeas. And then, of course, adding in the garam masala. You can add as much or as little of this as you like. So if you like it less spicy, you can take it down to just a teaspoon or whatever you like. It's totally up to you. And then grab a spatula or something similar where you can mix together the chickpeas, the garam masala, and the just cooked sweet potatoes. And then give it a good stir. And then we're going to put it back on for another 5 minutes. And then whilst it's back on, we can be sorting out our sauce, can't we? So 180 Celsius again, 360 Fahrenheit, 5 minutes, and then press start. And then I'm just going to put my can of chickpeas in the recycling. And then what I'm looking for now is the sauce ingredients. What you can do is you can do them direct in the silicone that you're planning on finishing the curry off in, or you can use your mixing bowl. So the same mixing bowl that you did your chickpeas in, so you're not gaining any washing up. So I've got the coconut milk in. And now the passata, so you're getting the saucy stuff in first, and then I'm squeezing the last bit out of the passata because you seem to always get that little bit extra at the bottom, don't you? So that's them done, and I just love that this is just off pantry staples, more or less. It just makes your life so much easier. And then next on my agenda is always the spinach. So I've let it cool for a few minutes since I originally microwaved it, so it's not too hot on my hands. And then you just squeeze the excess moisture out of the spinach. This stops you from getting a really watery sauce. I'm just going to give my hands a quick wipe because otherwise I'll end up turning everything green. And then after a quick hand wash,
Spinach goes in with the passata and the coconut milk. And then you can be adding in the rest of your sauce ingredients. So we've got spinach, we've got coconut milk, we've got passata. And now you want to be adding in some curry paste and some ginger puree. So I always have a good supply of these in my fridge. So I've got my ginger. And I've also got some curry paste here. So you can have anything you wanted. You can actually turn this into a red Thai curry if you wanted and just swap it for red Thai curry paste instead. It's just totally up to you. And then you can also mix and match with other favorite seasonings. So I'm adding in some cumin. About a teaspoon is great, unless you like it spicier. And then also some dried coriander. And then you've got all your main saucy bits in there now. So just give it a good stir. And then you'll notice it'll start to change colour because you've got the colour from your tomatoes, your coconut milk, your spinach, and all your different yumminess. And then that can just be sat and wait until the air fryer beeps and we can put it all together. And we've beeped. So now the sweet potatoes are cooked, the chickpeas are lovely. So now it's all a case of putting everything together. So I've already made the sauce. So what I can do now is I can grab the air fryer basket and tilt it into the mixing bowl. I find it easier this way, you might prefer another way. And then I can mix everything together in the mixing bowl. You make less mess like this, though you can do it any way you like, really. Because I'm not creating any more washing up because it's the same bowl that I used for prepping the sweet potato in. And then once you've done that, load it into your silicone. Or if you're using a dual air fryer or one that doesn't have a basket, what you can do is you can use the bottom. So now I've done that, spread it all out. And then we can get it on for its final bit of cook time. So I use silicone here that's got its own handles because it makes my life so much easier. And then in it goes. 180 Celsius, 360 Fahrenheit again. And a final 10 minutes to warm through the curry. And then it'll be yum yum time. Whilst the air fryer is cooking and doing its magic, I just wanted to tell you all about our air fryer cookbooks. We have the complete air fryer cookbook, came out in September 2023. It's just a tenner and it's had more than 2,000 reviews. It's a Sunday Times bestseller and it's perfect for step-by-step instructions for learning the air fryer. You know, you read our reviews and you can tell that it's not just a cookbook. It's your manual that you have never had and it's just perfect for learning the air fryer. We also have available for pre-order that comes out later this year, Air Fryer Easy Every Day. And this is rinse and repeat, lots more easy everyday air fryer recipes, lots of tips and tricks and perfect for learning new things in your air fryer. Head over to recipethis.com/books and you can find out more details about both of them there and order yourself a copy. And the air fryer has beeped. So let's check out that curry, shall we?
and oh wow, it just looks absolutely fantastic. I can't believe how nice it looks, and I can't wait to tuck in. Vegan or not, vegetarian, whatever your preference is, you could do the same, or you could swap the sweet potatoes for some chicken chunks, pork, some beef. No matter what type of curry you like, you can use this as the main example and then follow this to make your own curry in the air fryer. Thanks for listening, and it's been wonderful recording this episode for you, and I just love talking about what I'm cooking right now at home with my kitchen gadgets. And of course, you're probably thinking now, hang on a minute, I need a visual, I need to see how it's cooked, what it looks like, rather than it just being an audio. And I also want a free printable recipe card so I can follow it along at home and, of course, ask any questions. So if that's you, if you head over to recipethis.com, search for the recipe, you can find that and so much more. You can go metric imperial as well. You can post comments and ask us follow-up questions. And it's just a great alternative way for you to learn about this recipe. And, of course, we've spent a long time over the last few years building up this podcast for you. We would really, really, really appreciate it if you could leave us a 5-star review, because it really does help grow the podcast, and then more and more people will see it and learn like you're learning all about the kitchen gadgets. And I'm Sam, and thanks for listening.